O Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Friends, these wonderful lines of a prayer by Saint Francis of Assisi remind us that we are mere instruments of the divine will, and that this almighty formless God is living through each one of us. And this is the topic of this month's Soul Vibes. Welcome to the episode, listeners. This is Rakesh.
This is Shuchi.
And I am Ravneet.
Namaskar.
Dhan Nirankar.
God lives through us. Shuchiji, what do these lines mean to you?
God lives through us, feels through us, breathes through us, acts through us, narrates through us, sings with us, laughs through us. All emotions, all happiness, all sorrows, in all the events and in all the circumstances, and in all the reactions to those circumstances, God lives through us, which clearly implies that we are only the instruments of the Almighty Nirankar.
Wow, wonderful.
Chosen by Almighty only. We are like puppets in the hands of the Lord Master.
We are puppets in the hands of the Lord Master. Ravneet ji, would that mean that we are non-doers? We can't do anything, or everything is being done by Nirankar. So what are we here for?
Rakesh ji, I believe that we are most certainly the doers. We do our karma, we do our deeds. But everything that we are going through in this life is a lesson to make us wiser and stronger.
That's a wonderful thought. Which means, Shuchi ji, that whatever is happening for a reason.
Yeah.
We might not understand, you know, the big, the beautiful and the perfect picture that the Almighty God is painting for us. He is living through each and every moment, every relationship in our lives.
Yeah,
is that's that what Ravneet ji is trying to say?
Rakesh ji, here I would like to quote from Sampoorn Hardev Pani.
Ji.
Aseem hai tu, anant hai tu, sab mein hi hai vyapak tu, karan roop jagat ka tu hai, srishti ka sanchalak tu. O Nirankar, you are limitless, you are infinite, all-pervading. You are the cause of all the existence, and you are the one operating the universe.
That's wonderful. Which essentially means that whatever is happening with the will of Almighty God, and He is living through each one of us. And to my understanding, you know, we start assuming or judging events and things and circumstances in our life when they're happening either in a positive or a negative way for us. And we start calculating all those things, and we start labeling them as goods and bads, as also targeting ourselves as, why me? Why is this happening with me? So I think that anything and everything that happens is for a reason. So there can't be rewards or punishments in this life. God cannot be seen as a punisher.
True.
As someone who would reprimand or someone who would punish us. So why is it that we face problems in our life, Ravneet ji?
Rakesh ji, God is sovereign and powerful, but He's also just in the sense that He doesn't force His will over me. He lets me choose my own way. And let's understand, and let's also see our own personal lives. We are essentially fallible beings. There's a lot of stress, there's a lot of busyness that takes over. And that is when I tend to forget this firewall or this Nirankar, and I start putting myself in the front seat. Now, what happens is when I do not use Nirankar during my transactions with the world, I tend to get that hurt. I tend to face that brunt of the world. That is why I feel sad. I feel the sorrow.
Mm-hmm. I think what you've been pointing at is almost like, you know, a parent standing behind a curtain and watching their child learning to walk.
Absolutely.
So the child might fall and rise again, fall and try to, you know, hold on to something and try to walk. But the parent would not come and hold that child simply because he or she wants the child to learn to walk himself.
Gee.
So things that happen with us, which seem like a punishment to us or why me kind of a situation, are actually ways and means of Almighty Nirankar to make us learn how to live our lives.
Beautiful. Rakesh ji, at this juncture, I would like to share a short story about a laborer who came to a city to earn his bread. He was saving up to bring his family so that they could get a chance at a better life. Every evening, he used to visit a restaurant for his only meal of the day. The laborer was very hardworking, and the owner was very impressed with his diligence. And he used to wrap his meal every day, which costed him 5 rupees. One fine evening, the laborer came by with a big happy smile. He had bought a modest one-room house and was bringing his family to the city. The restaurant owner was very happy for him. The laborer then told him that he wants to celebrate and he would be spending an entire 50 rupees on his meal that evening.
Wow.
When the laborer got home and opened his meal pack, he was shocked to see that it was the same type of food he was having every day for the last 6 years. He was very disappointed because he had been looking forward to a feast to celebrate. He felt cheated. He rushed back to the restaurant to complain. He told the owner, "You gave me the same meal I've been having for years for 50 rupees. He replied that this is the most expensive meal which costs 50 rupees. It suddenly dawned on the laborer that he had not been cheated at all. In fact, the restaurant owner had been giving him their best meal worth 50 rupees for 5 rupees for 6 long years. He felt ashamed of himself, judging so quickly, and felt guilty, because he realized that he had judged too quickly. All this while, he felt entitled and he had failed to give proper thanks where it was due, because he had been unable to see or recognize the hand that was behind the scene, helping him all this time. So when we are prideful of our little achievements, pride and ego pulls us back. We feel entitled and become ungrateful and unappreciative, and fail to acknowledge the simple things God gives us daily."
And this also makes us realize, Shuchiji, that God is in any which way close to us, either disguised behind the curtain as Nirankar, and also undisguised in front of us as Sakar, you know. And He can become our thoughts, words and actions. God can become our brother, our sister, our father, mother, a teacher, student, boss, employee, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, the neighbor, shopkeeper, client, anything, the delivery boy who comes to deliver goods to us.
True.
So God can come to us and live through us in any which way. But the fact of the matter is that He will always come to strengthen us, make us wiser, so that we can realize the truth.
Wow.
As Rumi said, the one that you're seeking is already seeking you. So God wants us to become God.
Wow.
And we always need to be thankful. Aur kya behtar tarika hoga, is tarane ko sun lete hain. Apna bana ke tune ehsaan kar diya.
Apna bana ke tune ehsaan kar diya hai. Ye tera shukriya hai. Ye tera shukriya hai. अपना बना के तूने एहसान कर दिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है अपना बना के तूने एहसान कर दिया है, ये तेरा शुक्रिया है, ये तेरा शुक्रिया है। जिसमें भरम भरा है, दुनिया है ऐसा सागर जिसमें भरम भरा है, उलझन है हर कदम पर ऐसा ये रास्ता है, तेरी रहमतों ने आकर, तेरी रहमतों हमको बचा लिया है, ये तेरा शुक्रिया है, ये तेरा शुक्रिया है,
तेरी रहमतों ने आकर हमको बचा लिया है।
जी,
व्हाट ब्यूटीफुल लाइंस रवनीत जी, सुचि जी,
एब्सोल्युटली जी।
एंड मेबी वी रियलाइज लेटर एट सम स्टेज इन आवर लाइफ दैट व्हाटएवर हैपेंड विद अस वाज फॉर गुड, but when those things are happening with us, then I think we do not realize, having this myopic view, the smaller view of things. But when things pass away, then we realize that the big, beautiful, perfect ways of Nirankar, pure ka kiya sab kich pura kaatwat kisnai, very similar to the situation when we go and watch a movie. For instance, I am going to watch a movie and I reach the cinema an hour late, and I sit in my seat watching the cinema, and there I see that one person is hitting another person. And I start thinking that why is this person hitting the other person? It's not good to hit another person. And I start speaking it out also. Kyo maar raha hai? Don't hit that person. And the person sitting next to me, watching the film right from the very beginning, says, Bhai saab, what are you doing? Aap kya kar rahe? I said, look, he is hitting the other person, which is not good. He says, do you realize? Do you know the story? Do you know the truth? I said, no, I was a little late. He said, when you don't know the story, how can you start commenting? The person who is hitting is the hero, and the person who is being hit is the villain. And the villain has done bad enough things to be hit. And when I come to know this, I said, oh, I did not know the entire story. So we might not know the big story.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that the rationale, the purpose, the mathematics, the entire reasoning of whatever that is happening is nothing less than perfect. Each scene of the film called Life is a lesson to make us spiritually mature. The divine grace thus can be seen as saving us and making us graduate to higher echelons of awareness and bliss. As we heard, Teri Rehmaton Ne Aakar Humko Bacha Liya Hai.
Perfect, ji.
So, Iski Rehmaten Hame Aakar Ke Hamesha Bacha Leti Hain, which is a fact. Has anything like this happened in your life, Ravneet ji?
Hanji, Rakesh ji. I think, you know, speaking on those similar lines, I'd like to share one personal anecdote here. This is about the time I completed my engineering course in Chennai and was in the middle of moving things back to Delhi.
Okay.
Also, I was very, very excited. I was elated and actually over the moon because I had graduated.
Okay.
So I had this feeling of entitlement. So to mark this moment, I thought I'd buy myself a brand new, a good, expensive phone. I went to a store to look for a phone and liked the flagship one particularly. And I immediately called up my father to convince him into buying me this phone. He listened to me patiently and then politely declined. I tried to persuade him further, but he dismissed my request.
Okay, nahi putar, edi lod nahi aegi.
Bilkul ji, bilkul hi ji. But this was a big shocker for me because he has never said no to me on any of those reasonable requests that I've made. I was dejected. And, you know, I really, really felt very low. Anyhow, this moment passed, and the following day, I boarded my train to Delhi. This entire journey, until I reached Delhi, felt really heavy. I kept pondering over why my parents said no to me. What really added to my misery was, my parents, owing to their preoccupation, couldn't come to pick me up at the station.
Oh.
You know how
it was all cascading now.
Absolutely. मतलब मैं तो सोच रहा था कि ग्रेजुएशन के बाद ग्रैंड वेलकम होगा, ढोल नगाड़े बजेंगे, बट यहाँ तो यू नो आई वाज फाइंडिंग वेज एंड मींस टू रीच बैक होम.
हाँ, मेट्रो ली.
मेट्रो लेनी पड़ेगी. Literally, I reached the last metro station. I got down and finally I reached home. I saw my parents. Aadhe man se dhanankar bhi hui ji. And when I hugged my father, he presented me this new phone, the same flagship phone I wanted. And he said, "Bete, I knew you wanted this phone. I always knew that. And I got a special edition one for you, specially from overseas, just and just for you."
Oh, how nice.
Exactly. And the entire perspective changed completely.
So, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. So, this means that when your parents refused you that you should not buy that phone or you're not entitled to buy that phone, for instance, then also they were nirankar. And when they gifted you the phone, then also they were nirankar. Nirankar was there also and nirankar is here also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
But the entire process made you learn so much. To be in gratitude. It made you realize how much we need to be in gratitude.
Haanji.
Exactly.
Brooding over it now, I'm forced to think ki if my father is able to think or be concerned so deeply about my sake, my wishes, my well-being, imagine the father of all, the master of all, how much he cares for my growth and my well-being.
Wow.
So it completely took me by storm.
So the moment, Shruti, we compare or rather allegorically think about this, that as a parent, we would never want something bad for our children. Even when a parent or a teacher is, scolding or hitting, we should not hit our children though.
Yeah.
But in some circumstances, when you see a parent really getting worked up on a child, it is never to the disadvantage of the child. It is always to bring up the child in a good way.
Exactly.
It is for the good of the child.
Exactly.
So if anything bad is happening in our life, we should realize that, yes, God is still playing in our lives.
Exactly.
He is there.
Yes, perfectly.
So on that note, let us take this little break and move on to the further lines of this song.
Kya tha main kya bana hoon, ye baat main na bhoolu. क्या था मैं क्या बना हूँ ये बात मैं न भूलूं चाहे तू जो बना दे औकात मैं न भूलूं जो कुछ भी मैं हूँ दाता जो कुछ भी मैं हूँ दाता सब तूने ही दिया ये तेरा शुक्रिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है अपना बना के तूने एहसान कर दिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है.
Beautiful lines, beautiful message. This reminds me of a personal experience I would like to share. Way back in 2007, when I was leading a pre-sales team for an organization, I was serving my notice period after I had submitted my resignation. Then, at that point in time, there came a request for a proposal from one of the largest and most important customer for us. My replacement was not yet there. And on the flip side, I was also under no obligation to lead the bid because I was serving my notice period. However, the realization that stakes were high in the bid's outcome, and I was aware the organization was counting on its success. This is when I volunteered to steer the bid preparation and worked on it day and night beyond my working hours till the final date of submission. It is still fresh in my heart that how I worked at a stretch for 20 hours till the day of the final submission. And that is the point when I realized I firmly believe that God is acting through us, enabling our small deeds of compassion, enabling us to make a significant difference in the lives of others. You know that in a corporate environment, which is known to be immensely cutthroat, God directing me to step in, God directed me to help and render support to an organization, only to alleviate stress off some shoulders. This is clearly godliness, and we are fortunate to be chosen as an oracle to facilitate acts of kindness and cultivate fellowship. And you know what, Rakeshji, after what happened? The day I was getting relieved, I met my CEO.
Okay.
And he thanked me and then said, Shuchi, this shows your upbringing.
Wow.
Inspiring.
Yes, this is the upbringing. And, you know, everyone in life gets to such moments where you have to make the decision. You could easily have said, Menuki.
Menuki, exactly.
Like, I'm being relieved and I have given in my papers. I am not obliged to do all of this.
Yeah.
But, you know, the blessed teachings, the spiritual upbringing, which in our case comes from our background of Nirankari Mission,
yeah,
gives us the vision and wisdom to take productive, inclusive, generous and solution-oriented decisions.
Exactly.
And this option will always be with us. I was walking my way to the grocery store this morning and I happened to see an empty packet of cigarette lying on the street,
mm-hmm,
on one of the sides. And it was advertising the cigarette, buy the cigarette, etc., etc. But just below that advertisement, there was a huge sign which said, smoking kills.
Hmm.
So the advertisement is also there.
Yeah.
The promotion is also there. And the warning is also there.
Yes.
It is upon us to, you know, take the decision as to, do we want to buy that product or look at the warning?
Hmm.
There are people who would just cross the sign and say, everyone has to die. Marna de sabhi hai gaya. So why not try the cigarette? So it is upon me.
Yeah.
To take the choice, to make the choice.
Indeed.
Ji.
Ravneet, your views on this?
Hanji Rakesh ji. I take cognizance with the fact of what you mentioned right now. I believe that I have to allow myself to be infused by Nirankar so that my essence becomes Nirankar. Aur jaise kaha bhi gaya ki jis shisha vekha, tu dis
dahe. Tu dis dahe, ji.
We have to become Nirankar's continuing incarnation.
And hum geet bhi to wahi bolte hai na, we pray to Sadhguru, apne subah varga
sada subah banate.
And I think this is where that statement, which is maybe interpreted in different ways, which is aham brahmasmi,
ji,
I am the super conscious Brahman or the universal divine. The essence of this statement is that having my source in Nirankar, I am on one side attributeless nothing.
True.
And on the other, I am full of infinite attributes, which are, rather, they should be godly and divine.
Hanji. And to maintain this godliness, you know, just like I exercise my body to keep it healthy and functioning, I work my mind to keep it sharp and focused and relevant, I must exercise my soul, my intellect, to completely allow God to work through me. You know, I must draw closer to God, like how it is very beautifully mentioned in the Bible. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
Mm-hmm.
That is where I have to do my deed. It is also about trusting Nirankar completely. I cannot say I have 90% or perhaps 80% faith on Nirankar. I either trust Nirankar or I do not trust.
Mm.
So let's be able to take that call internally.
And also, that, as you said, that we need to realize that God is always with us. Nirankar is always with us.
Haji.
So this reminds me of this beautiful story where a father and his young son, Ajay, who was 11 years old, Ajay was supposed to travel alone in a train to meet his grandmother, who lived in a far-off city.
Achoo.
The young boy had never traveled alone. And now the mother of a child, instinctively, she was scared to death. Main apne puttar nu nahi bhejna. Oh, kalla nahi ja sakda.
Naturally.
And she said, he's not going to go alone. The father took the mother to a corner and they had a discussion. And after which the mother agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy was happy, excited. Ab to main ja raha hu, I'm happy. He started packing his bags and the family reached the railway station. The parents gave all possible instructions to the boy. Isse khana nahi lena, isse baat nahi karni. Mm. All those instructions which a child should know while traveling alone in the train.
Ji.
And before the train finally moved, Ajay started feeling frightened and anxious.
Mm-hmm.
The father looked at his son's face and said, beta, I think you're frightened. The son said, no, it's fine, Papa. He said, koi baat nahi, aapko agar dar lage na, if you feel frightened,
mm-hmm,
I'm giving you a slip of paper. Keep this in your pocket. If you feel anxious or frightened, open this and read it.
Mm.
He said, okay, Papa. He just kept the slip into his pocket,
mm-hmm,
and the train moved. For the first 20-30 minutes, the boy was enjoying the journey.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking outside, the trees, the running train, people inside the compartment. He was happy.
Yeah.
But after 30 minutes, an hour's journey, the boy started feeling anxious.
Mm.
And he was missing his parents, the comfort, the care, all those things. And when he started feeling anxious, he remembered that his father had given a slip which he needed to read. So he took that slip out of his pocket, opened it, and read what was written on it. The slip read, "Beta, I am here in the same train in the last bogie."
Wow.
And the child went back to the last bogie and hugged his father. Dad, aap yahi the.
Can't imagine.
Yeah. So bas, dad hamare saath hi hai na. Nankar is always with us. We just need to realize.
Yeah.
And not just with us, Rakesh ji, within us also.
Absolutely.
Wow. Even Holi Avtar Bani teaches us the same thing. Nirankar Prabhu nu jekar samjho, har tha hazar nazare, aise di ae khalkat sari, ae khalkat da kadare.
Yes, and the same essence is shared by Lao Tzu in this wonderful book, which is Tao Te Ching, which says that therefore the master acts without doing and teaches without saying anything. Nankar might not be saying anything or might not be the doer.
Mm-hmm.
We are the doers. We've been given this liberty to do our karma.
Mm.
But he is acting without doing anything and teaching us without saying. The lines go further telling us that things arise and she lets them come.
Gee.
So yes, things arise and she lets them come. Things disappear and she lets them go. She has but doesn't possess, acts but doesn't expect. When her work is done, she forgets it. That is why it lasts forever.
Wow.
Really, really insightful.
And finally, let us pray in the holy feet of Sadhguru Nirankar that we continue to follow her word, the word of the Master, Sadhguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj, living and leading our life on the wonderful principles of Seva, Simran and Satsangs. And thank you to our listeners for sparing their time. Thank you to Sadhguru for blessing us the essence of godliness that lived through us in this episode of Soul Vibes. So, listeners, we leave you with the last stanza of this wonderful song that you've been listening. Thank you on behalf of Nirankari Studios. Keep blessing Rakesh,
Shuti,
Ravneet.
Namaskar, Dhan Nirankar. Kabhi imtihan lena, aise hi baksh jaye. कभी इम्तिहान लेना ऐसे ही बख्श जाए कर दे निहाल इतना तेरी प्रीत हम निभाए तेरी रहमतों का सागर तेरी रहमतों का सागर हमको सदा मिला ये तेरा शुक्रिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है अपना बना के तूने एहसान कर दिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है अपना बना के तूने एहसान कर दिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है ये तेरा शुक्रिया है।